one another. A modeling means that when a person looks at you, they want to be like you. They want to be like you. That's what modeling means. And that's why, you know, over the course of the last 20, 30 years, we have these girls that want to be skinny, 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 because all the models they see is skinny, skinny, skinny. What's interesting now, I'm seeing on TV, on clothes, they're showing real people. Real people that have bellies. Real people that may be a little bit older. They're not always showing the skinny minis. But the idea of modeling, first of all, to our children. Your kids will do everything you do, including wearing your shoes when you're not around and trying to be like you. They follow your footsteps in the snow because you're leading the way. That if you have children who play with dolls or with figures, G.I. Joes, they will make them sound like you. They will make people, their kids go to bed when they're supposed to because I say so, I'm the mommy, you know, type of thing. I say so because I'm the daddy. That's what we do with modeling. They imitate us. So are we providing a good imitation? And just like I pray for me, John, I pray for you, that we are the grandpas that our grandkids need. Then they see us, they see God's love, they see God's joy, they see God's work in our lives. But we can say words, but they see more through our life. There's many times I've had missionaries in my home. And when they're in our home, they see me not only in my good times, but they also see me in my rough times. And more than once, I've had to go to them and apologize how I reacted to a situation, or maybe how I spoke to Pam. How I spoke to Pam. And it wasn't what I said, but maybe my attitude. So example, for again, our example, words, attitudes, actions. My boss, Mike Calhoun, you don't know him, but he was my boss, a very authentic type person. And by the way, real to us. When his daughter, Misty, was killed in an automobile wreck, and she was getting close to the Lord, witnessing to those at work, but it was in a 50-car pileup south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And she was the only one killed. And he made a statement. He says, "Now I get to live what I've been preaching. I watched the man cry. I watched the man hurt. I watched the man struggle." Because he was authentic. He was real. One time he was on a phone call to a credit card. You ever talk to a credit card company? And you got to push 15 buttons just to get to the right person? So anyhow, he got through and he was talking it through, a problem on his credit card. And he said, "I really was frustrated, but I tried to keep my cool." What's interesting, at the end of the call, the guy gave his full name. He said, "Mr. Calhoun, I was under your teaching at the Bible Institute. I want to thank you because I saw you were authentic. You were real. You treated me with respect. Thank you for showing God's love. Because some of the people I deal with doesn't. And a lot of my friends don't get it either." So it was a wake-up call for him. He shared it with us, so it would be a wake-up call for us. So, by modeling. But in verse 25, it goes on to say this, that let us not give up meeting together, some are the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching, let us be faithful to the church, to the body of believers. You are my brothers and sisters. I hope you're not offended by that. But I love you as my brothers and sisters. And at least talking with you, I think you do that with me and with others. This is good. But we need to be faithful to the body of believers, one by our presence. But also, the idea here with our heart of service. With our heart of service. That it's important for us that we need to be serving one within the church. By the way, is there any job too small in the church? No. Cleaning bathrooms, is that too small? Helping serve food, is that too small? Cleaning up after someone, is that too small? Praying with one another, is that too small? And I could keep going on with the things, but the body of believers, we need to minister to them. But we minister to the body when we minister to the individuals. That's when we pray with them. We pray for them. We encourage one another. So I got excited. I don't know if you were in the auditorium, but Jin Hui's wife, as she was talking about the VBS and the way she was talking about it, that it sounded like as if she's going to lead it. I've been praying for her that she would lead the VBS because she did a great job organizing last year. I appreciated your work there in the craft area. Amen? And that your times, I saw you with the different groups. And I prayed that she would lead 2025. And then when she told me, I did a yay! And I looked around, see if anybody else heard me. But I'm excited because we need to be praying for one another. Praying for your kids. Praying for their grandkids. And the purpose of being a church, not as just to hear a sermon, which I hope you take what I'm preaching and take it and use it, but to encourage one another. To encourage one another. Do you know I come expecting to see certain people and see their smiles and get their handshakes and some of them their hugs? Amen? That I look forward to that. Because see, you're not just DCCC. You're my people. You're my brothers. You're my sisters. You're my friends. And that's what it should be with each one that's here. We need to be here, not just to learn, but to encourage one another. How can we encourage one another? First of all, I've already said this, but by our words. By our words. Letting them know that they are important to us. By our actions, how we act towards them, how we act towards them, our example. Because sometimes some of our brothers and sisters come in and they're hurting. They just need to see a friendly face. They just need to hear a friendly voice. By the way, they also need to hear a friendly prayer. So by our counsel, as we talk with them, encourage them. By our notes, emails, calls. Winnie, I appreciated your card. I did. That you sent. Jinhui, I appreciated your card. That you sent. With encouragement. I appreciated, by the way, the church recognizing me as one of your pastors. That is encouragement to me. Because I do feel like a shepherd to each one of you. But our emails, our calls, our notes, and then I've already said this by our prayers. What are some things that might cause us to stop encouraging one another? One, conflicts in the body. Has DCCC always been a place where everybody agrees on everything? No. Is it all right to have difference of thinking? Yes, it is. But it's what we do if we attach that difference of thinking as a negative.